This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishneh Berurah Yoimi. We're going to read today the second Bir Halacha. The second Bir Halacha is commenting on the words of the Ramah. The Ramah said that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, placing Hashem before me always, is a great principle in the Torah and in the attributes of the Tzaddikim. So here, the Chafetz Chaim sees fit to bring the what is called the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos of the Sefer HaChinuch. It's interesting, the Prima Gadim cites the Sefer HaChinuch as well, and the Sefer HaChinuch brings a remez that the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos, these six mitzvos, are alluded to in the six Arei Miklat. In other words, there's some kind of connection between the six cities of refuge and the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos. Prima Gadim explains that it's somewhat, the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos are somewhat of a refuge. Wherever a person may be in life, they, no matter what's vying for their attention, what's vying for their time, a person could always, so to speak, run to a haven of the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidiyos. So the Be'er Halacha brings as follows. Huklau Gadol Batorah. This is the second Be'er Halacha. Haroitza Lekayim Shivisi Karoi. One who wants to fulfill Shivisi properly. Yizdorez Lekayim Ashenichtav B'Shem Sefer HaChinuch. He should energize himself to fulfill that which is written in the Sefer HaChinuch. Umebnei Goydel Chavivusam, because of how beloved they are. Ha'atikum Kama Gedolim B'Sefrem. Many Gedolim have brought them in their Svarim. V'Zelashoyn HaChinuch. This, the Chafetz Chaim says, is the language of the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Chafetz Chaim says this is basically called from a number of places in the Sefer HaChinuch, in his Hakdama, in Simen Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Taf Yod Zayin, Taf Yod Ches, Taf Lamed Beis, Shem Pei Zayin. Now, just to get an idea, that the Chafetz Chaim is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So this is explaining, when the Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, the Chafetz Chaim is being mazber, he's being mevayer. How is one mekayim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid? The way to do it is by focusing on these six things. So, Sheish Mitzvos Chiyuvan Tmidi. There are six mitzvos, their obligation is constant. Lo yipasku me'ala adam. They will not cease from a person, afilu rega echad kol yamav, even for one moment for his whole life. V'chol zman, at any time, v'chol rega, at any moment, sheyachshoiv b'hem, that you think in them, kiyem mitzvah saseh, you fulfill a mitzvah saseh, ve'ein keitz l'matan schar ha-mitzvahs, there is no end to the reward for mitzvahs v'elohim, these are them. Now, this doesn't mean one is obligated to think about them all day, but that means that any time a person is cognizant of them, they are mekayim, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. They asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, what about uvoy sidbak? What about the mitzvah of clinging to Hashem? Why is that not one of the mitzvahs tamidiyos? So Reb Chaim basically said, these mitzvahs are not things that you do, but rather their state of mind that have to be sort of niskabel and accepted at all times. So in other words, wherever you may be, if we stop you, you have to be a scribe to the principle that there is one God, that there's no other God. But uvoy sidbak, so to speak, is a madrega that, not that you actually do, but it's something that your payel beliboy, as opposed to these six that Reb Chaim said are state of mind or state of being. Okay, here they go. Number one, Lahamin Sheisha Loika Echab Olam, to believe there's one God in the world, Shehimsi Kalan Nemtsois, that brought all creation into being. Umei Cheftsoi Uritsoiner, from his desire and his will, Hu Komashu Achshav, is whatever exists now, Vishahaya, and whatever was, Vishayya, and whatever will be, La'adeyad, forever and ever. Vishahu Haitzion Mi Mitzrayim. Part of belief in God is that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, v'nasan lanu ha-Torah. So this is actually includes many great principles. V'zehu mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah of believing in Hashem is a mitzvah saseh. D'chsiv anoichi Hashem leikecha asher hoitzei sicha. I am Hashem your God that I took you out. U'peirushoi, that means teidu. What do you mean, I am Hashem your God? Okay, nice to meet you. Good to know. What's the Torah saying? I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. The Chinuch says that means you should know, v'ta'aminu, you should believe, sheyesh l'olam eloika, that the world has a God, hamashgiach, that overlooks everything, shaharei hoitzei sicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. So it's basically emuna in Metzios Hashem, emuna in Hashgachas Hashem, and emuna in Torah min Hashamayim. Which is interesting because the Sefer Ha'ikrim argues on the Rambam. The Rambam says there are 13 principles of faith. Rev Yosef Elbo says that there are only 3 principles of faith, and they are Metzios Hashem, Hashgacha Pratis, and Torah Min Hashamayim. And interestingly, the Sefer Achinuch combines these 3 principles of the Ikrim into mitzvah number 1. So mitzvah number 1 is belief in Metzios Hashem, Hashgachas Hashem, Torah Min Hashamayim. Now you say, come on, I'm already a big lamdin. I learned Tosfos on Kodshim with Reb Chaim. This is, I don't need to do this. So I saw that they asked Reb Vosner about the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos, and he said, Ta'aminu li chabibi, that miyoyim omdi al dati, a day did not go by in my life that I was not mizboinin on the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos, l'chol apachos mea pe'amim. So even though we may be big lamdanim, there are still moments in the day that are free, and every moment you think about this, you're mekayim a mitzvah. I guess an interesting question would be, if you're mizboinein that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam who's mashgiach and he gave us the Torah, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, that's only one mitzvah. According to the Ikrim L'chaira, it's 3 separate mitzvahs. Maybe according to the Rambam, it would be 3 separate mitzvahs. Okay, number 2. Shaloi namin b'shem ali him zulasai, not to believe in any other god. Shenemar lo yelcha lohim achir ma'aponai. Va'afilu, okay, so not to believe in another god. Va'afilu ma'idesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholet al hakol. Even if you believe God controls everything. Rak sheyidam me'bedatai. But if you think shemasar hanhagas ha'olam, he gave over the guidance of the world, l'malach, to an angel, or l'koychav, or to a star. Harei ze ma'idu ba'avodah zarah. One is acknowledging idolatry, va'ovar al lo yelcha lohim achir ma'aponai, and one violates the slav. Elo yamin, but one must believe shakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmai uvechvoidai, that God himself and in his honor, mashgiach b'chol ha'olamos, he oversees all the worlds, ve'ein l'shum nivra koyach la'asos davar, and no creation has any power, bilti ritzayne, without his will, v'chei nikra hakadosh baruch hu elokeihu elokim. Therefore God is called the power of all powers. In other words, there's no secondary power either. Number 3, liyachdai, to unify Hashem. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Uperushai. That means, Shema Yisrael, Herzachayin Klal Yisrael. Veda, listen, accept. Shema means to listen. Shema means to understand. Shema means to accept. Veda, you should know, ki Hashem shehiva es hakol, that God who brought everything into being, bertsoinoi, according to his will, v'hu Elokeinu, he is our God, hamashgiach b'chol ha'olamos, who overlooks all of the worlds, hu Hashem echad, he is Hashem echad, b'li shum shituf, without any partner. Now, they asked Reb Chaim, what's the difference between number 2 and number 3? Number 2 is, don't believe in any other God. Number 3 is to unify Hashem. Okay, it sounds exactly the same. And Reb Chaim said, Nachon, it is exactly the same. One is a lav and one is an asay. Reb Chaim says, there's no difference between Iker number 2, mitzvah number 2 of the Sefer HaChinuch, and mitzvah number 3. In the Sefer Das Noita, in the footnote, they bring that is not unanimously agreed upon. Some say, Lo yelcha lohim achirim is, don't believe in any other God. Okay, but maybe I don't believe in another God, but what if I say that Hashem delegated, and Hashem's the big boss, and he gave over things, you know, some of the office work to some lower powers. So Liyachdoi says, no, there is Hashem is the only force, he's Echad Pashat. I would say the reason Reb Chaim didn't say like that is the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't say like that, because included in Lo Yelcha Elohim Achirim, the way the Chafetz Chaim quotes it, is clear that one does not accept any lower force, that Hashem did not delegate to any other kayach. But in the Svarim on the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidiyos, most do not learn like Reb Chaim. But I think the way Reb Chaim learns is a meduyak in the way the Mishnah Brura quotes the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, number four, Dalet. Lehoiv hamokam baruch hu, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, v'yahavta, is Hashem alekecha. V'keitzad yagi adam li'ava. How does a person come to love? Hu al yidei ha-Torah. Is by learning Torah. Chedi'isa b'sifri, like the Sifri Darshans. Afi shenemer v'yahavta. Eini yodea keitzad le'ava samokam. I don't know how to love God. So how does one come to love Hashem? Talmud loymer, v'hayu advarim ho'ela asher anoichim tzavcha hayoim al levavecha. One comes to V'yahavta through the Hayu Hadvarim, by learning Torah. Shemitoich kach, by learning Torah, ata makir es misham revahaya olam, one will recognize the creator of the world. Kiloimar, meaning to say, shayidei ha-hisboinunus ba-Torah, contemplating the Torah, delving into the Torah, yakir es gedulasoi, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will recognize the greatness of Hashem Baruch Hu, she'in loy erech v'loy keitz. The greatness of Hashem has no evaluation and no end. The tisyashev ha'ahava b'libay, the love will be situated in his heart, behechrach, perforce. It will happen automatically. Now, the Chafetz Chaim writes, I believe in the Sefer Shemeres Halashin, that since Avas Hashem is a mitzvah d'oraisa, one should not eat in the morning unless they know they could check off that they were mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which the best time to do that, Mishnah Brura says, is when you say the pasuk v'yahavta is Hashem alekecha. Otherwise, in a way, it's like being meyad edo sheker. You're saying the pasuk you should love Hashem, but you're not fulfilling it lamaisa. But the Chafetz Chaim in the Shemiras Halashin says, if it is very difficult to fulfill that at the time you say v'yahavta, then l'chol apachis, before you come home for breakfast, you should be mizboinin at least rega echa to mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. As Rav Miller would always say, that once a day a person should say, I love you, Hashem. So, but that's brought in by the Chafetz Chaim, the Shemiras Halashin as well. Okay, then the Chafetz Chaim says, V'inyin ha-mitzvah, what it really does it mean to love Hashem? She'yira ha-adam la-hasim kol megamos, a person should place all of his aspirations, v'chol machshavte, and all of his thoughts, achar avas Hashem yisbarach, after the love of God. Meaning, one should not have other loves that compete for the love of Hashem. V'yarach b'liboy, make the following evaluation. Ki koma sheyesh ba'olam, whatever there is in this world, me'oysher, from wealth, uvanim, and children, v'chavoyd, and honor, hakol hu ke'ayin neged avos yisbarach. It's all negligible relative to the love of Hashem. In other words, that should be the predominant love in one's heart. V'yiga tamid, and therefore one should toil incessantly. V'bakoshas chachmas haTorah, seeking out the wisdom of the Torah. Laman yasig yediyah b'Hashem, in order to know Hashem. We know in the Torah the language for relations, kirva, is always yediyah. The way one comes close to Hashem is by learning Torah and knowing Hashem. V'hakoyveya es machshavtoi binyonim hagashmiim uvahavli ha'olam, one who places undue emphasis on physical matters and trivialities of the world, shaloi l'shem shamayim, not for the sake of heaven, rak l'hisaneg, just for enjoyment, ulahase kavod, or to achieve honor, bitel aseizu, their mevato, this mitzvah, va'anshoi gadol, and their punishment will be very great. Now I'm trying to keep this balanced, about 12-13 minutes a day, but I would like to finish the Sheish Mitzvahs today. So we'll finish them today, and tomorrow will be a bit shorter. Okay, Mitzvah Hey. Mitzvah Hey. Liyos Yiras Hashem Yisbarach Alpanav Tamid Levilti Yechta, that the fear of God should be on your face always, so that you don't sin. V'al Zeh Nemar, and about this mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, you should fear Hashem. U'mishaba Dvar Aver Liyadeh, one who has the opportunity to sin. Chayiv, in other words, Chabad Chaim is saying, it doesn't mean you should walk around all day in fear and dread, but it means that when you have the opportunity to sin, you need to summon your spirit, velasei salibai, and pay attention, ba'oisai aparek, at that moment, sha'akadosh baruch hu mashgiach b'chol ma'asei b'nei adam, that God sees all of man's actions, that if I succumb, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to see, he's going to record it, and it's going to be played back on some big news outlet one day, as the pasuk says, "Soif davar hakol nishma." So that is Yiras Shamayim. When a person has the opportunity to sin, he arouses the idea, he summons the idea Hashem is watching. Even if I'm acting in darkness and the door is closed and the lights are off. And v'yashiv lohem nakam l'fi roya ha-maisa. And God will pay back commensurate with the evil of the deed. Uchidachsiv, as the pasuk says, im yisaser ish b'mistarim. Can a man hide in a hiding place and I shall not see him, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim, that any moment of the day that a person summons up the thought, you know, I'm walking down the street, I'm going to walk with my eyes lowered. Why? Because Hashem is watching me. You're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of Yiras Shamayim. Number 6, Shaloi Nasur Achare Machsheva Salev Uriyas Hoinayim. Not to veer after your the thoughts of your heart and the sights of your eyes. What does that mean? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vloi Sasuru Achare Levadchem. Do not stray after your heart. Va'omru Chachamim. The rabbis tell us in Brachos Yud Beis, Achare Levadchem Zu Apikarsus. Do not be tempted. Do not be led astray by heretical thoughts, by thoughts that are in opposition to the Torah. Va'acharei einechem zuzinus. Uvechlal apikarsis, including apikarsis, hu kol machshavois zaroi shehin hepech das haTorah. All foreign notions, philosophies that are against das Torah, that is apikarsis. Uvechlal zinus, included in znus, hu mi shu roideif achar tavas ha'olam. One who pursues taiva, mebli sheichavin bahem klal lekavana taiva, without any good intent. Kaloimar, meaning, what would a good intent be? In other words, shaloyaso isam kadesh yamid bari v'yuchalashtadva avadis bari. The guy is not, so to speak, enjoying some extra gashmias so that he should be healthy or in a better mood to serve Hashem. He's just indulging. Why? Because he wants to live it up. He's just trying to increase, amass pleasure. That is a violation of And I once saw from the Shari Aroin that if somebody's walking down the street and they're tempted by an immodest ri'ia and they overcome it, so then they're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of loisasuru. Now we know that at the time a person's mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, it becomes an eis ratzon. That's why women light, at the time of Neros Shabbos, they're mespalo for their children, because at the time of the performance of a mitzvah, it's an eis ratzon. That's why after Berachas HaMazon, the Chafetz Chaim says, we say harachamon, because you're just mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it's an eis ratzon, you could be mespalo. So a person could sort of attack the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara says, just look, no big deal, nobody's going to see. No, say Yitzhahara, this is a very big moment in my life. I'm about hinani muchan umezuman lekayim, the mitzvah of lois asuru, and I'm going to daven, whatever you want to daven for, whatever your need, whatever your particular tzarech is, it's a very powerful eis ratzon. Says the Chafetz Chaim, kol zeh likatati meleshoina yenechman abitzara, this I all gleaned and I gathered from the beautiful language of the Sefer HaChinuch, and I gleaned it in short. V'kiloyren heim lo'einayim. It's like a elixir for the eye. V'ashrei hamekayimon karoi. Fortunate is one who fulfills these six mitzvahs properly. V'ayin b'chai adam kal aleph sheherech gamkein bohem. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we'll hold it here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish the first daf tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.